Come along with us as we discuss our heritage for our legacies.
Welcome to our journey. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Michael.
This is David.
And it's Froggy. Or Keith.
Yeah, he's battling a little enemy he's got going over there.
I thought we were going to introduce him as Conway Twitty, you know, try to
build up our,
go from 17 to maybe 18 listeners. We brought Conway Twitty back. Keith, say hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
See?
He's getting there.
We can get it.
Got to have a little rhythm to it.
Yeah, there ain't much rhythm here.
Anyway, so today David sits down and says, I ain't got nothing to say.
I ain't got nothing to say. So we'll probably sit here for 2 or 3 hours and talk about something.
And he says that he's not going to be talking much because his voice is not acting right.
So what that means to me is that the Lord's got something for Michael to share today, right about now.
Well, I don't know about that. But we're going to start off with something. I was sent a message this morning while I was sitting in church. My wife shared a message with me, and I'm going to read it. And let's see what y'all think about it. Be careful how you act. You may be the only Bible somebody reads. So what's that? Talk about that.
That's so true, really. In today's world, everybody's inundated by so much information, good and bad, and even evil. It's hard. You know, I don't know. You turn on the what some people call the boob tube, the old television set, and man, they're coming after you full bore on TV now. There's no restraint. There's no. Back when we were young, they would kind of tone it down, right?
They claimed to tone it down.
Social.
Yeah. You had to have HBO or Cinemax. Yeah.
But nowadays, no, it's like they ratchet. We call it ratcheted it up.
Yeah.
They've turned it up.
Yep.
And they're just throwing things at us constantly.
Every channel.
So much. It's every channel. It's everything you see. There's what.
From the Disney Channel to the Nickelodeon to the kids' channels to the adult channels. It's all perverted.
And it's worked. We have to admit that it has worked. They're winning it in the aspect of what is on people's minds day to day. It seems like they're winning. But the truth is, we already know who's won, right?
Yeah, who wins in the end,
Yes, right.
This is just one of those battles that it looks like they're winning.
Battles every day. All of us are facing battles. Last week, I want to say, I know that our faithful followers, both of them, could probably tell last week something was up, all right? What Michael Anthony Caron has been the driving force behind our podcast. The Lord laid it on his heart, and he fanned the flames. And if it hadn't have been for Michael, Keith and I would not be sitting here. Not today, not for any of them. Keith, he's the detailed. He's the guy.
We'll go with just the technical.
Well, both of them are technical. Not saying that you're just a technical, and I'm not saying Michael's not technical, but both of y'all are technical. But Michael was the one that fanned the flames. Keith is the one that's a provider. He's going to stand there and give you support and love on you all the way through. David, I don't know. I don't really understand why y'all drug me into it to begin with, but I wasn't seeing the full picture at the time, okay? So there were times I came in here with something on my heart to say, and there was times that I came and, you know, you struggle sometimes to find the right words, because this is not what we do for a living. This is by a long shot. This is not who we normally are. But Michael said right? I mean, we don't have any production meetings before. They had no idea that I was going to say what I'm saying right now. And Michael is a detailed guy, and he likes to have a plan. David has no plan in place. But anyway, Michael was trying to tell me something, and I cut him off. And I let David get in the way. I started thinking David when this podcast is about Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. And when it's like, while I was saying something that was kind of stupid and didn't really make any sense at the time, the Lord put it on my spirit. You're running your mouth and you need to shut up. We're doing a podcast where we're supposed to talk. But there's a time when we have to shut up and listen to him. And that's what he was telling me last week. This podcast is not about me. It's not about Michael. It's not about Keith. It's about us. And it's about him being our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what we're here for. And I hurt Michael's feelings. And I realized that. And that hurt my feelings because Michael's been my best friend since birth. I cannot remember him not being in my life. I can remember when baby Keith came along, but Michael Anthony, I can't remember when he came along. I was so young. And growing up, if me and Michael were together, we were together all the time. And if you mess with one of us, you mess with the whole herd of us. That happened many times. And I want to apologize that. But I felt what we talked about last week, man, that hit me hard, and I had to stand up. I couldn't even sit down last week. I stood up the whole podcast. I just couldn't sit there. And just same, I couldn't sit here today if I didn't say this. I want people to know we're real people. We're not telling you, hey, this is all great and glorious and we're perfect, because we are far from it. But at the same time, when my children hear their daddy admit to messing up, I'm hoping that they'll learn, hey, I mess up. I need to repent. I need to say I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to everybody. And I will do my level best. And you say, what was I doing that was so ugly? Well, I wasn't helping. I wasn't. If Michael asked for any advice, I would say, I don't have any advice. But that's wrong. I should help Michael. And I'm learning. And I think I've done a little bit better. Because the last thing I want to do is put out the fire that Jesus has lit in Michael's heart. Because anybody that knows him can tell that his flames are burning. And I want to fan them. I want them to get bigger. I don't want to be the one that puts out his fire. And that happens every day in churches and at work and everybody's day-to-day life. Our words are powerful. Our mamas told us sticks and stones may break our bones, but words will never hurt us, right? I mean, so there's logic in that. There really is. But your words and your actions, you could be the only Bible that somebody sees. And if you've got vulgarity coming out of your mouth and you talk on a podcast on the weekend about Jesus, that's going to confuse somebody that's struggling, right? So we've got to watch it. We've got to be careful how we talk.
Well, and the thing that I think we've got to think about is maybe it's not the words in general. You know, when you say vulgarity, there's more than just the words. It's the meaning behind the words. And in the scripture, it tells us that words can kill or they can bring life. And so we need to think about the words that we're saying. Are we bringing life to a situation, or are we setting it up for death? Because it would be real easy for any one of us three to come in here and the enemy to use one of us to tear this thing apart. And we have to understand that that's what the enemy is doing.
Well, I'll tell you, last week, it could have went either way.
Yeah.
But while I was sitting there on that pew, David was talking, and I was looking up. I wasn't just looking up, ignoring. I was looking up, praying.
Yeah.
Put the words in my mouth that I need to say. And at that time, it was, don't say a word, I got it.
Right.
And that's what I did. I sat there, and during the podcast, it wasn't there for me to say. And I couldn't, until he turned me loose.
Yeah.
I couldn't say anything. You say what you're supposed to, and then you're, you know, I'll put the words in your mouth.
Well, on the technical side, thank the good Lord for it, because I was able to cut about 8 minutes of dead space out of it, because I was watching what I was saying so much that when I listened to it, I was amazed at how little I said and how much time it took me to say it. And I cleaned it up, and it wound up coming together a lot better than it sounded on the rough side. I can't do nothing about my voice tonight. We can't clean that up.
Oh, it sounds. I think it's gonna get us some more listeners. Actually, I do. But like I said, the Lord was working in all of us.
Oh yeah.
And for some reason, it was meant for Jeffers to be here because he happened to be sitting here, right? Now, with that being said, Michael knows I love him, and
yeah.
Keith knows I love him, and when we were in the tobacco patch, we used to fight like cat and dog.
We had to.
All day, we just about every day. But you didn't mess with one of us, right? That was the
thing.
That
was for us to do.
We could beat up on one another, yeah. But nobody else I come in. We still feel that way. But that podcast, it lit some fires, because there's been people that I didn't dream of that were listening and have texted me during this week, and people have called. There's really good friends of mine that are struggling with a lot of things right now, and they've been listening to these podcasts, and the podcasts are lighting a fire. The podcast is, and that's the glorious thing about it. We know it's not us. There's nothing the three of us can come up with. But somehow the Lord's working through it and getting through and touching some people's heart. That's what I'm happy about. And that's what I'm going to do better. I am going to do more research, try to come up with more plans for Michael.
So. Well, it ain't the plans that I just want to know what direction we're headed in during the podcast, because I don't like to have dead space. Because we want this thing to be as real as possible.
It's real.
And when Keith goes to do the editing, when he calls it editing, all he does is cut out dead space. Mm-hmm. I don't know of him cutting out anybody's words or any their what the good Lord's put on us to say.
We're not editing content.
Content.
All we're doing is editing out background noises, our chairs squeaking, dead space, because the Lord is using each one of us in a way in which we never thought about. And he's given us things to say.
Yeah.
From church on Sunday mornings, what we're doing. You know, we joked around yesterday. I was out of town, and I got a text about breakfast this morning at the church. And as a pastor, seeing how my dad did things, I think a lot of the times for the pastor's family, it's we have to facilitate everything that goes on in the church. We have to be there for it. We have to do, make it happen. And I am a facilitator, don't get me wrong. David said that a while ago. But it gets to where sometimes you just sit back and go, can't somebody else do it? Mm-hmm. So I got the text yesterday about it, and I'm game for it. I'm the one that told Jeff and Denise, hey, we'll cook breakfast for you. Y'all are in town. So that Sunday we started. Well, we did it the next Sunday. We've done it the next Sunday. But David texted us, and it was a long text. And I read it, and I Elizabeth.
Takes a lot of effort on my part.
A long text from David is more than 20 words.
And
this one had about 50 in it.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but, you know, I did throw that together. You know, I hate texting with my thumbs.
And you got to understand that me and Michael know that better than anybody. David will say, meet me at the farm. That means I got something to say to you, but I'm not texting you.
I always said you farm question mark.
Farm.
Yeah. Yeah. So he sent that, and what I'm seeing is we're finding our roles and what God's showing us. And it's not my place to tell somebody what God's doing in them.
Right.
And I never have, and I never will, hopefully. And if I do, these two guys right here are going to hold me accountable for it. But this podcast is hopefully the means in which we can share our day-to-day stuff that we're seeing right here in Blackshear, and our communication and our desire to see people changed.
And it is working. That's what, you know, if somebody's listening out here today, you're not alone, because somebody else is listening, and they're battling some really bad things. I know my place is at the farm. I think everybody knows that I was called to stay at the farm for a reason. I had two friends come by out of the blue this week. Just stop. One of them, I'm not going to say anybody's name or anything like that, but it was early in the morning, and they were already drinking. And I know we've taken some hit from folks for talking about people drinking, but, you know, it's not my place to tell somebody what's right and what's wrong. Okay, my place, show God's love.
Yeah,
that's what I try to do, and I've got to do better. But that's what I'm trying. This guy came, and it was early in the morning, and he was drinking, and he said, "I'm sorry, I'm drinking," and I said, "Man, that's, you know, that's your deal. That's not me." He said, "Well, I said you don't have to explain anything to me, anything." He talked for just a few minutes, and then he had to go on his own way. Before he left, he hugged me, and I hugged him back, and he said, "I want you to know you're my friend. I'll be there."
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
That's what we're
show them love.
That's yeah. it. But, you know, it ain't my place to say, "Hey, you're drinking before 12 o'clock. You know, you need to go get you some help." Whatever. Maybe you do, but that ain't my place.
Yeah, that's right. And that goes back to what we were discussing this morning in service, or the sermon that you put together, which I thought was great.
It's got a lot of expounding upon.
Well, yeah, definitely. But
and you use that it's voice,
but an addiction is a oppression.
Yeah,
it's an evil spirit that's taking over if you don't turn it over.
That's right. And the thing about that is, there are Christians all around the world that are battling addictions. That doesn't mean they're demon possessed. What we have to understand, and this is what we're talking about right now in church, is Satan knows our weaknesses, and he's exploiting them, and that comes in the form of addictions. He knows he can use that. So how do we as Christians help one another? Well, first off, it's realizing that everybody sitting in the pew has something they're struggling with. And so for those of us that aren't necessarily struggling with that problem, it's not that we need to let them know what it is. They know. But what we have to do is show them how God works in us so that we don't have that.
That's right. I mean, I can't say anything to anybody about doing anything.
That, me either.
It ain't for me to get on to somebody.
Right.
Now, it's for me to love them and remind them every time I get a chance, to remind them that Jesus, he still loves you.
Yeah.
Now, when that the Holy Spirit inside of them gets flamed up and takes over and wants them to spit that drink out or whatever else, then that's the way it's going to be.
But it's being real. I mean, from your viewpoint, I mean, you've never hid what problems you've had.
Oh, yeah, I hid them.
No, I mean now.
Now
I'm not like, hurt. I'm an open book.
That's right, you know? Read me.
And the reason why is because he understands that is there to help somebody understand where you can get to.
That's right.
We were eating breakfast one day this week, and man walked up, and he said, I quit smoking, went to the hospital, 81 years old. He said, he's turning 81. Went to the hospital. He said, I set it down. He said, now, there's times when I'm sitting there and I think, boy, I really want a cigarette. But he said, I know that it's killing me. Now, encourage. How we encourage people through the day may be the difference between them breaking an addiction or continuing in that addiction.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because this week I told myself I put down the tobacco. I didn't dip 3 days.
Do we have the applause button?
And then get it. The 3 days was getting kind of rough for others.
Yeah.
And it was rough on me. Don't get me wrong. It was the hardest thing.
It was so rough on you. It became rough for others.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you know, after I set a designated time. Here's when I was going, and it didn't last long when I did it. So I'm gonna do it again this week. Setting a designated time, reaching a goal, and then slowly be without it.
Yeah.
And yes, I have asked for help.
That's right. We know you have.
Yeah.
If you made it 3 days, you had help.
Right.
Definitely. But it's tough.
Yeah.
Hey, can we do something real quick?
Go ahead.
Let's we're gonna make a phone. Y'all get ready. This some of you might remember this voice and some of you might not. But
I think it's gonna talk.
You might turn it up.
I got it.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Mike Mercer.
Hey, brother, what's up?
How you doing today?
If it was any better, I couldn't stand it.
I hear you. Well, I got David and Keith here with me.
Hey, David, Keith. Hello. David, I don't think they ever met Keith.
He was...
Well, Keith wasn't hanging out at the same place as we were hanging out back in the day.
He wasn't slumming.
That would be it. I'm a little bit behind.
Right. Well, he's going to a different prayer meeting than we were.
Well, he didn't miss nothing.
No.
But
he didn't miss anything.
You know, we talked during the week, and me and you's talked several times in the past few weeks, and I just wanted to hit you up and tell you, thank you for listening to our show. It's encouraging when you do talk to me like that, you know.
Yeah, I got my brother hooked on it now.
That's great.
As a matter of fact, he called me. Well, we talk every morning. He said he told me some stories about you, Michael, that I didn't know nothing about. Y'all kept from me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to come visit you.
Okay.
He wants to go see you. I said, well, shoot, we'll ride over there one day.
Okay. Well, we wanted to make you a promise that we was going to get you a badge for being our 16th.
A pat.
Bat.
We're going to get you a sticker put on your truck say, when you're riding up down the road escorting the mobile home.
Make you bonafide.
He'll fly.
I'll fly that joker.
Yes, sir.
Phone bad follower.
No, but one day we would like to get you on and, let you talk a little bit about what you got going on in your life, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm like the rest of you. I've been through it.
That's right.
Been through it. Not too bad, but, Been in some bad places many times.
That's right. And you was protected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That was from a little old mama at home, I'm sure.
Yep. But, oh, he was just in a little show. And
yeah, he was, mama was always praying the booger off of him.
All of us was mama.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah. Water. Yeah. But he, you know, song I remember, I think Daddy used to sing it. Dog, he was there all the time.
Yep.
And he was.
Yeah, for sure.
Or we wouldn't be him to be talking.
That's a fact, Jack.
I see him.
We'd have woke up in the wrong place.
Yeah.
We have woke up in the wrong places several times.
Well, I mean the fear is the wrong place.
Yeah.
Eternally.
We wouldn't be I'm right here.
The no coming back from. But,
yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I like it. It's, I mean, I guess it was a little cool to me because I knew most of the people that I was hearing about I had met. I hadn't met y'all's granny and papa naturally at the Ford place a few times. Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And Nancy. Mark, I called Mark and checked on him.
Uncle Mark.
And, yeah, got an earful of that.
I'm sure you did.
And he was on a roll.
Did he tell you about that guitar?
He told me about the guitar.
Yeah.
He did. I act like I didn't know a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I let him get it out.
I don't think it would have made any difference.
No, it only took like 30 minutes.
That's right.
He liked to talk.
No, but
anyway.
One day you got to come by.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Holler at me. I got you a coin. I'll get you a coin.
Yeah.
Okay. I have my badge.
Yeah, as your badge. As the number 16th listener, and he listened to every podcast.
But that's two badges.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting on y'all now.
Yeah.
What, I got to wait 2 days now to do this?
That's right.
Yeah, well,
probably, maybe. I don't know.
It might be up or not.
Y'all need to hurry.
Last week, he wants to be able to listen to it early Monday morning.
Well, I think this week we can. Last week, it took a little bit of extra time to get that.
Y'all had a little bit difficulty.
Yeah. But we got that fixed now, so we should be out tonight for people in the morning when they traveling.
Well, that's all me.
All right, brother. Well, we'll let you go you can eat supper.
I can't pull it off the grill now.
All right.
Sounds good.
We love you, brother.
See you, buddy.
Hey, well, I love y'all boys. Y'all be good. Appreciate you. And you need me, holler.
All right.
Sir,
you too.
All right. Here. You too.
All right. See y'all.
So I had to do that. He was fixing to sit down there.
Yeah. And tell Mike Mercer is who we talked to.
Yeah.
And
Mike Mercer, I used to work with Mike up at the Ford place at Douglas, Village Ford. He played the bass.
Bass guitar.
All over the South. We would follow him. I'd go out and listen to him practice. And, you know, that was good stuff back in the day.
Yeah. They were really talented. Mike, really talented. And the guys that he hung out with, they were all really good.
But anyway.
But he's right. We've seen some things with them. Ooh.
Yeah. I still got Mark.
I'm not going there.
No, it's sly from that bottle.
Yeah.
It crossed my nose.
A bottle. Crossed the nose.
That could have been real bad.
It sure could have.
Anyway.
That God was with us.
The whole time.
Thank God.
Yeah.
For being with us.
So back to what we was talking about. I rudely interrupted us. Where was we at, Keith?
Being the Bible. I'd be the only
right, and amazing. Yeah. And that's where, well, why do we go to church? We have to think in terms of these quandaries we get ourselves into, and the enemy attacks us and tries to distort how we think about things. Well, we as believers, Christians, come to church to encourage and lift up one another. Why? Because the rest of the week, we're encountering all kinds of stuff that we know we need. And everybody maybe don't have a Michael and a David and a Jeffers that they can call up when they get in trouble. Until you go to church and you start meeting regular with them and you find out who you have that you can call on whenever, you know, and that's what church is about. Church ain't about dragging people in here and getting them saved in a church house. It ain't gonna happen. That's not how God designed it. God designed it for us to be the vessels to go out, to be built up, energized, fueled up in church, to go out the rest of the week and
love and encouraging and love on people.
And that's, I mean, David says the farm. Literally, you don't know who's going to show up at the farm. And
there's very few days
that somebody
doesn't stop by at the farm. I mean, I think if they try it just to set up one day, if we stayed at
the
farm on a Saturday, I'd like to count the number of people that just stopped by. And I love it. I don't want anybody out there to think, man, David don't like us stopping wrong.
No.
I love it. No, it does when we're bailing hay and people come by that one.
They just blow the horn in.
Well, wait, okay.
Right.
A good example is Friday afternoon. Keith calls David and says, hey, I need your help. Okay, well, I'm planting corn. I'll be done in about 20 minutes. Well, about 45 minutes later, he shows up.
Because I showed up
and
slowed him down.
And he's got somebody on the gator with him when he shows up.
That's true. And that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I didn't pick up the phone and go, where you at? When you going to get here?
I would have.
And left somebody else sitting in the yard.
Yeah. Yeah, because
when we say, I'll be back.
We'll be right back.
I got to go get Keith. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
But what we are seeing is how if we let God work through us, we don't have to manufacture times. We don't have to make up work for us to do. He's got it right there waiting on us. And he's sending people our way. We just have to have in us the ability to listen.
And like I said last week on last week's podcast, the revival's taking place today.
Yes.
If somebody's out there saying, man, God uses me in the revival, you're missing it. You need to get up
really?
And pay attention to what's going on in the world around you today and go to work. I'm not getting on to you. I'm just saying, look around. If that's what you want, the field's ripe.
That's
what I'm trying to say.
It sure is.
The field is ripe.
And for no other reason, take us three. Okay, I'm a PK. I'm a preacher's kid. Well, unless you've been a preacher's kid.
Where did that come
from? I don't know.
I heard Tristan use it once before.
Well, but unless you've been a preacher's kid, you don't understand how much you don't want to go into full-time ministry. Because you see the bad side of it being that child in the pastor's house. And I didn't. I mean, if people ask me, no, I don't. But when God calls you, you don't have a choice. You either do it and be blessed, or you don't do it and it ain't good.
Like Jonah swallowed by a whale.
And that was the mentality that I had to have. But if you look at us three, we, in all honesty, are probably a good example of God using anybody.
You got it right.
Anybody.
And we say that.
I don't even hurt my feelings.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, the lowest of lows, I've felt the lowest of lows, and now I have experienced the highest of highs. The highs coming from the Holy Spirit and Him moving through this place and hitting me. I'm not even just here riding in my truck.
On the lawnmower.
Good gracious, on the lawnmower every weekend.
Y'all jump on the tractor.
Y'all need some prayer, you come out here and visit with me on Saturday when I'm mowing the grass.
That's right.
Right.
You want to feel something? Every person that rides by on that highway comes in close enough contact with me that there's two or more guys.
And that's how we, you know, me and David, we like to ride the tractor. Michael rides a lawnmower. You don't think about the things that you're doing where you can pray. You can have the communion with God that he wants you to have. What we try to get too busy because Satan uses busy. Well, find those times when you're doing what you need to be doing that you can say, hey, I'm going to captivate my thoughts with God's. It may be on a lawnmower. It may be on a tractor. You know, that's what this podcast is teaching us three to do better. Utilizing every opportunity that we have to do what God's calling us to do.
Yeah. And just to let y'all know, the taters are now a foot tall. The snap beans have been planted in sweet corn. First planting complete. And it's the last week in March.
Yeah, it'll be up before April.
This is the Bowen Hill Farm Monitor.
The Bowen Hill Farm Monitor.
I can give you the price.
Yeah, we got a little.
I can't give you the price of sweet corn, what it's going to look like, but I go ahead and tell you what the price of seed was. It's pretty high.
And the price of fertilizer is pretty high, too.
Price of diesel fuel is outrageous.
Yeah.
We're going to make it, as our grandma used to say, we're going to make it.
And that's what we're telling each other, you know. And that's what we're telling y'all. We're going to make it together.
Don't get lost.
In the noise. Because there's a lot of noise.
Don't get distracted.
And don't do like me. Don't make noise where noise don't need to be. Shut up and listen.
Yeah.
There's things happening that he wants us to pay attention to, and he'll push you in that direction. He'll point you in the direction that you need to be listening, and he'll, with the discernment, you pray for discernment, and you will get it.
Yeah.
He will shut you off to things you don't need to hear.
And these people that were in our lives, you know, years ago, like Mike Mercer, we've all started doing that, picking up the phone and picking somebody out randomly.
Just call them. Yeah.
And it's incredible what has happened from that, you know.
Called me.
He called me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, out of the blue. He saw me walking down the road over there in the industrial park.
I think we should challenge each other and only, like, all right, everybody's having breakfast at church. David's not wanting, that we're bad about not wanting to take the reins, right?
Yeah.
All of us want to spur that pony in the rear end and ride it. But nobody wants, there's a picture of us all on Shorty. That mm-hmm. would be awesome. Y'all could see it because I can see it in my mind.
I can see it.
Scott,
send it over
Jamie,
to me.
David.
We'll put it on the podcast today.
Well, that's.
But we all want to ride. We all want to ride, but we don't want to hold the reins and drive it. All right?
Yeah.
The reason I'm trying to help with the breakfast deal, it's really selfish, is for some reason I can get up early on Sunday morning, right? But then I'll fall into a lull before church start. But if I've got to get up and get a pot of grits together and have it at the church an hour before church, I'm going to make it to church on time. See? Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to make sure I'm here on time. So I don't want people thinking, oh, David's taking the reins. David's.
Yep. And from the pastor.
He's taking the reins.
It's real easy to show up an hour ahead of time when there's food here.
Yeah, and Scott said, a while ago, I was talking to our cousin Scotty, and he said that him and his wife thinking about coming. I said, man, we'd love to have y'all with us in service. I said, well, eat breakfast before church, and you want to, we'll eat lunch afterwards.
Yeah.
And we'd do that for any of our cousins that are out of town, and we'd do it for any of our friends. Anybody that wants to come see us, come on, let us know when you're coming.
Yeah.
But the breakfast this morning that we had, our newest members showed up, and we got to spend more time with them this morning because I don't get to spend a lot of time with them during service and
right.
after service and stuff like that. But this morning I got to spend with them and talk to them and get things fixed up on their phone for the messaging app and everything. So it was, you know, good stuff.
It was. Well, and it's showing what church is supposed to be. If I would love, and this ain't, I'm not suggesting this to happen, but I would love one Sunday morning where church breaks out back there in the social hall while we're having breakfast, and the normal service gets thrown out of whack. What does the normal service mean? Well, we come in, we sing four songs, we pray a little bit, we read a little bit of scripture, I share a message, we pray over some, you know, prayer requests, and we leave. That's a normal service. Michael kind of smiled because it
ain't been normal here lately.
No,
is anything ever normal really here?
But I mean, in my mind, that's normal. But what if it breaks out back there and somebody starts sharing a message?
Mm-hmm.
We never sing a song.
Yeah,
that's church.
It is church. That's right. Well, and there's another thing. Let everybody hear how this works in our family. There's a few of us that are talking about going fishing, okay? And we're wanting to go to see our uncle in North Georgia. So we've come up with this fishing trip to maybe see him and visit with our cousin while we're up there. Well, if three of us are going and we don't invite, and I know I'm going to say his name because he won't care. Let's say if I'm going fishing, me and Michael and Keith are going fishing, and we don't invite our Uncle Jackie. Our Uncle Jackie likes fish, right?
Right.
So we've got to invite Uncle Jackie.
That's right.
I mean, it goes to Austin. Then you're like, okay, so all of us are going to go, and we're not going to invite Evan. We got to invite Evan and Justin. If we don't invite Evan and Justin,
well, then our boys are going to get upset.
Well, our boys, they're going to be upset. And so, all right, so the challenge is going to be this week to send everybody a text, everybody we can think of. And we can't live out, you know, because your mind's stuck right now on uncles and cousins. Chip Griner would like to go fishing. if we don't take Michael Jeffers,
he might quit coming to church.
He will quit coming. And yeah. I'm pretty sure he's coming as like one of the boat holders in our church.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and how does this work? Are we just trying to kill time on? No. I'm on vacation one year. Yeah. It's a Sunday. I'm on vacation. And I get a phone call. Hey, Keith, what you doing? Mm-hmm. I'm on vacation. I'm in Fernandina. Hey, me and Michael decided we're going to go down to Fort Lauderdale and go out on a boat. You want to go?
Yeah.
Do what? Yeah, we can come through. You just meet us in Yulee at the interstate, and we'll pick you up. Guess what? It wasn't but about an hour and 20 minutes later, I'm at Yulee getting in the Explorer with these two and their boys, and we head down to Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. That's how our fishing trips.
And this is how this trip is going to be.
Yes,
three of us. And I was telling Scotty, and you could hear the panic in Scott's voice. There might be 30 of us coming, Scott.
and there might be four.
But then I said, listen, this is Scott. We're just coming to see you, man.
Yeah.
If we get to go fishing, that's gravy.
That's
it's about being together. You know, we know we'll be together going up there. And coming back.
Out of the bunch, I'm probably the least likely. I don't go fishing. I don't just pick
you
times.
You go fishing. You've been fishing.
But I don't.
He don't catch fish. And it's our fault because we haven't worked with him.
I can catch fish. Don't. That's not what I'm saying.
Don't go to catch fish.
Right.
Well, it's obvious because he don't.
Right. But. I mean, if I was going to pick a partner, I'm going to pick Uncle Jackie because he could catch enough fish where I can even look good.
He could catch fish in the bathtub.
You picked the wrong partner.
I'm just
he's going to claim every one of them fish.
But I can say I was in the boat with him.
Yeah. And he caught every one of them.
And he'll tell you. But that's how our dynamic is. And like David's saying, it ain't about... We're just using the fishing trip as an excuse. We want to get up there, and we want the fellowship. we want to have a fellowship here at the church. Well, we need fish because we'd like to have a fish fry.
Well, that would be awesome, right? If we go catching a fish to have a fish fry.
Then we could invite them for the next trip.
Yeah.
We call everybody and say, hey, y'all come to the fish fry. And then we can invite them for the next fishing trip.
I mean, it is.
That's doable.
Everything's a little overwhelming when you start thinking about it.
Well, the good part is we put it on here and we told people to be listening. So everybody
who are invited
in the sound of our voice over the podcast, let us know this week. Send me, David, or Michael a text saying if you're interested in going north Friday afternoon.
Join the caravan.
And then we're going to be headed back because we got church Sunday morning.
Yeah. Well, we know that there's more women listening to this podcast than there is men.
And they can go fishing too.
They can. But they can tell their significant other what we said too.
Yeah.
If they don't want to go fishing with us. So what I was saying in the... We were talking about that the other week about the, we could tell who was listening and who.
Yeah.
Yeah, the, you can tell.
The demographics.
The demographic. Women, 60 to 30.
Both of them.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, 60.
That's our aunt.
64.
Yeah.
And our wives. Okay.
I mean, we had 7 aunts and 2 uncles. So we're women heavy. I had 4 sisters.
But that's what gets me. It's the same way in church. So,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's more women going to church and trying to lead where the men are sitting back.
Well,
not participating.
Wanting to ride that pony, but not,
yeah,
not
take
hold reins. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well.
So, anyway, we have no reservations that if that's a hold back on somebody saying, you're going to go where without a reservation? You ain't got a reservation.
We got an Explorer and a boat.
It's kind of, if we all showed up at a restaurant, what's the reservation going to do? We're going to take over your restaurant.
Well, if I need to, I might can use the Suburban. So we got some seating.
But we will have to clear that one with the boss lady first.
I have cleared.
Yes, you have.
Okay.
And it will pull a boat, so.
Same with this Suburban. I can pull it.
Can we tie one to the top and pull one?
We can put.
You do have a luggage rack. Look at there.
I do have a luggage rack, but we could also put one in the boat if we need to, upside down.
That's 3. We can carry 3 with one vehicle.
Dude, if we get that many people going with us, we'll do it. I got strapped.
All right.
You get the people to come.
You heard it here.
We'll haul it.
And we're going to take
pictures.
We'll have pictures.
I'm drinking my water.
But you know what? If we all get up there to Lake Oconee and we all get underneath the picnic shelter and we have church right there and it's raining, then...
We succeeded.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
Right.
We succeeded. The fishing is...
Because we can talk ourselves out of it. We can all come up with reasons why we shouldn't do it, right? I mean, it's easy to do, but if we don't try... It's never going to happen.
Well, we're waiting on Scotty to give us the weather report.
Now, Scotty, it's all thumbs right now. We're all thumbs up.
Okay.
Now, Scotty does have liberty to, there. I told him he can watch it because he knows the lake and he knows the weather pattern. So if it gets to Thursday night and he says it's going to be dangerous, then we won't do it. But if it's like light rain and a few thunderbolts, we're going.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
I got a jacket.
Like I hadn't fished in the rain before.
I mean, the water is still a little cold, though.
We flipped a boat underneath. We've had to flip a boat over and get under it on the sandbar to get out of the lightning one time.
Mm.
We can do it again.
Enough about flipping boats.
I like flipping.
Yeah, not in Dead Lake, down at Crescent.
No.
Me and my brother did that. In that little boat of his. Have y'all ever seen the gators down there?
Note to self. Don't Maybe. Ride in Evans boat on Lake Oconee.
Why do you think I bought a bigger boat? Anyway, that was funny riding back to the hill after we dipped all the water out. It was a bozo time.
But I like the way Jeffers already said that the color of the water might be bad and fish won't bite, right?
Yeah. So?
Dude. Yeah. We've been to you follow and you can see the raccoon tracks across the lake. It was so muddy and we fished.
We're going to fish.
We sure have.
You don't have a hotel room?
Nope.
I can sleep in the boat or I can sleep in the truck.
That's right. But we are getting a little older.
We are. And I didn't say we wouldn't have to pay for it. We don't have to pay for it.
Anyway, you got anything else to say, Keith?
I don't.
David?
We love y'all. We're ready to see every one of you.
Yeah. We'd like to talk to each one of you. I did talk to Zena and Edward this Friday evening. Got to talk with them a little bit at the restaurant and up here at Miss Maddie's.
We should get them in here.
I tried.
Edward, bring
you know I tried.
Some stories about Maddie.
The only thing we had where I got a little bit of a maybe, it wasn't a little bit of maybe. It was if we come up with some lyrics. We got Edward to write the music and put us a tune together for the intro to choke.
Pretty.
All right, there we go.
He would have the, you know, he could do that for us. And we just have to come up with the lyric for it. He can write a song around it.
That's a doable.
But then.
Okay, now that's our listener.
Then Zena would have to come on and when we debuted it. But she didn't like that idea.
Oh.
We tried to get her, bring her and her mom on so they could do it together.
Yeah.
Well, we may just have to keep throwing that bait out there.
I don't think she'll ever answer a phone call from me. No, but
hey,
no, it's always good to talk to our cousins. Yes. And
you remember that?
Yeah.
Man, we might need to just knock on her door one day.
Yeah, we could do that.
Well, we're going to end in prayer. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for putting things on our heart and getting our minds right to hear it. Pray that you would bless the people that listen, that their heart would accept what you're saying through us, and that it would touch them. Pray that everybody would be covered by your hand, healing this week, health and safety as we go about our week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.